Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast. Live.
You down with Rappaport? Yes, I am. You down with Rappaport? Yes, I am. You down with Rappaport? Yes, I am. You down with Rappaport? Yes, I am.
You better tune in, iamrappaport.com. Cause every single podcast, you know he drops bombs. I seen him on set, a seasoned vet with true talent. Catch him on his way to CrossFit, rocking the New Balance. He asked me to do the track cause he know I rhyme elite. But I'm just waiting for the Robert De Niro line of the week. Breakfast of Champions, toasted bagel, cream cheese and lox. This is I Am Rappaport, the show never stops. You might catch him out in public, stretching his knees. But if you don't listen to the show, yo, wigga please.
Wigga please. This is the
I Am Rappaport Podcast.
Yes, brand new bang and I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is here. Higgity, have no fear. The I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast coming live from Spokane, Washington. On today's podcast, one of the worst songs by a professional athlete was put out the other day, and I review Miles Bridges, one of my favorite young players in the NBA, put out in a catastrophe of a rap single. Plus, another NBA player slides all up in my DMs. I break it down exclusively for you, the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast listeners. And long flight, short flight, how I got from the East Coast to the West Coast without incident. All that and more in a fantastic, high-flying, fully disruptive, brand new, banging I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast coming up right now. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. the Bleach Brothers, a.k.a. the Dust Brothers. Start this puppy off with something real nice, yes. Start this puppy off with something real loud. But most importantly, start this puppy off with something real funky and really on beat. The I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Boom, boom, boom. Let's fucking go. Boom. Higgity. Yiggity. I'll say it again. Biggity. Boom. Yes. Higgity. Have no fear. The I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is here. Boom. The name is Michael Rappaport, a.k.a. the Gringo Mandingo, a.k.a. the Sultan of Sniff, a.k.a. the Inflamed Ashkenazi, a.k.a. Mr. 212, a.k.a. the White Chocolatito, a.k.a. the Disruptive Warrior. And you are now rocking with the very best. Welcome to the Iron diggity dome of disruption. Welcome to the ziggity zone of disruption. Hope everybody's feeling good. Hope everybody's feeling safe. Hope everybody is feeling sane. Hope everybody is feeling real good and real proper. Like, spring is here. Spring is here, and we are 1 week away from ending the month of March, if you could believe that shit. Can you believe that shit? We're going to be in April soon. Time sure flies when you're blank, blank, blank. I don't know. But I'm having fun. I hope you guys are all having fun. I hope everybody is having a well-balanced day emotionally. Hope everybody's not hedging too far left, too far right, too far into the dark, or even too far into the light. I mean, if you could withstand and withhold a fabulous day, week of just being in the light, great, God bless you. That's never going to happen for me. That should be a goal, though. Anyway, this is the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast, the world's only podcast that prides itself on being a non-fact-checking source of information, news, and disruption. As I said, my name is Michael Rappaport, and I am in Spokane, Washington. I'm here all weekend at Spokane or Spokane Comedy. Tickets are, they're fucking going. Long way away from New York City. Spokane is, that's a long flight. I don't know why there was no direct flight from the greatest city on earth to Spokane, but that's just the way the cookie crumbles. There were no direct flights. There were no direct flights available. I don't know. I did something wrong this time. And even if there are direct flights, it's a long way away. It's a fucking haul. It's a fucking haul, and it's going to be a haul on the way back. I got to stop off, and I think in Minnesota. I hate getting off planes. I hate having to change flights. I don't know if it's the NCAA tournaments. Something's going on out here where the flights were expensive and booked. Nonetheless, I am here. And next weekend, I'm back in Tampa, performing in Tampa at the Tampa Improv. April 1st, April Fools, and April 2nd. And then I'm actually doing one night in Miami. I'm doing some Bitcoin festival on the 9th. One show in Miami. And then I am in Irvine, California, April 22nd, April 23rd, which I'm excited about because I'm going to spend some time in LA. And then the following week, April 28th, 29th, and 30th, I'm back in DC. And then there's plenty of other shows. You know, I got a whole bunch that I got to add to my schedule. I mean, there's a bunch of fucking places I'm going to in June. Bunch of places I'm going to. I'm going to be in Milwaukee in the summer. I'm being some place, Port in Jersey, and then be in Atlanta in September. There's a bunch of other dates coming up. All tickets, all information is available at MichaelRappaportComedy.com, MichaelRappaportComedy.com. Plus, I post everything on my social medias. They're all at Michael Rappaport, whether it's Facebook, Instagram, TikToking, Twitter, you know, or if you see me on the street, you say, what's up, Mike Rapp? You say, what's up, Dingo? You say, what's up, Disruptive Warrior? What's up, Inflamed Ashkenazi? Any of these things, and you'll get love. Those are passwords. You come to any of the shows this weekend in Spokane. Come to any shows in Tampa. And you see me on the street, on the bus, on the subway. You say, Dingo, Gringo Man Dingo, the Jewish Sheikh LaMotta, whatever you want to say. Mr. New York, that's all I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast shit. It's all derived from the podcast and all lives within the podcast. But all tickets, all information is available at MichaelRappaportComedy.com. And like I said, Some of the dates aren't up yet. Like, I didn't put anything up in up into August. I do it all myself. I'm a busy fucking guy, as we all are. Everybody's busy. Everybody's doing a lot. Everybody's trying to accomplish a lot. Everybody's trying to keep the motherfucking bills on. Everybody's trying to keep the money coming in, trying to keep the creativity flowing, trying to keep, you know, the zest for life pumping, moving, and grooving. I get it. I get it. Anyway, listen to some new music. Fife Dawg has a new album out, All Fife, with some great guest spots from Busta Rhymes, Redman, Q-Tip. And it's a really, really good album. Forever is the name of the record by the 5 Foot Assassin, Fife Dawg. So happy that they were able to put this together. It ain't easy, man. You know, putting out music when someone's passed away, the emotion, everything that goes into it, everything that it takes to make an album in general. But to make this record, they did a really good job. Got the Little Brothers on there, and I like it. It's so emotional, Fife Dawg. His music is so emotional, and his voice is so emotional. And, you know, his story is so emotional. And support Fife Dawg. Download the record. Listen to the record. And let me know what you think of the record. I was also listening to Gangstar. Why was I listening to Gangstar? Oh, I was listening to Gangstar heavily the last 2 or 3 days because Nas dropped a song with him, Premier, DJ Premier, and ASAP Rocky off of his last record. What is it called? King's Dynasty. Called Wave Gods. And it was my favorite song on the record. I don't really love the Nas Hit Boy, King's Dynasty 2 records. I don't love them. Not to say they're whack, because nothing Nas could ever do is whack. It just isn't, I don't know, I've tried to listen to them. You know, there's a couple of joints on there, but maybe my expectations are too high. Maybe my expectations are too high. Maybe it's probably partially me. I think some people like those records. I just don't love them. But they put out a video for the song with Premier and ASAP Rocky, the baby daddy of Rihanna, and Nasty Nas Escobar. And I was listening to the production and the cutting and the scratching of Premier, and then I just started digging in the DJ Premier production crates, and I had a whole playlist of songs that he produced, and then, of course, it took me to Gangstar. And I was like, yo, Gangstar is a motherfucker, man. Gangstar is a fucking, that is a group, man. I don't think they made one bad song. Like, obviously you have the songs that you love by Gangstar. You know, so, some are you going to love more than the other ones. Some that are going to gravitate to more than the other ones. But, I mean, from Jazz Thing to Mass Appeal to, you know, Dwick to Soliloquy of Chaos, Take It Personal, Half and Half with M.O.P., BYS. I mean, there's just banger after banger after banger after banger after banger after banger. And I feel like sometimes Gangstar gets overlooked as a group. Obviously, it's only one MC, but it's DJ Premier and Guru. And, you know, Code of the Streets. I mean, there's this song after song after song after song, and beats and the different kinds of beats and flows. And, I mean, Gangstar is a motherfucker, man. So I've just been listening to them with the headphones banging. Because Premier is all about the beats and the, you know, the sonics, as they call it. So definitely check out the new Fife Dawg record, Forever, by the 5 Foot Assassin, the Funky Diabetic, the late, great Fife Dog, Malik Taylor from St. Albans, Queens, representing Queens, representing all things New York, representing the Mets, representing the New York Knicks, representing the Lakers. Talked about this many times. I mean, talking to Fife about sports was, I've never talked to somebody that loves sports more than Fife Dog. I mean, that dude, man, you could deep dive with him about sports from the 80s, the 90s, you know, and he would go in about baseball, going about football and basketball. But football and basketball, man, he just, if you start a conversation with Fife Dog about, even more than music, you start a conversation with him about sports, you better be ready to argue, and you better be ready to deep dive, because he's coming at you, you know, left, right, and center. So definitely listen to his new record. And, you know, Gangstar is like fine wine. That music just, shit. It just gets better and better with time. It's never dipped off one second. I am Rappaport Podcast. We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. John Wall, baby, needs no introduction. Every week, the five-time NBA All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA and what's going on now in the league. CJ will bring his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John Wall will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show to give their unfiltered accounts of what's really going on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Speaking of music, one of my favorite young players in the NBA, Miles Bridges of the Charlotte Hornets, who I just love his disposition. I like how he carries himself on the court. He's chill, fucking goon. I saw him play when I went opening night to the Brooklyn Nets versus the Charlotte Hornets, and that is a big motherfucker. I was like, yo, this is a big person. Like his legs, like he's just a big, I don't know how much that dude weighs, but that's a big fucking dude. Like he's not skinny. Obviously he's not fat. But he's just like built like a brick shithouse. Like that is a big fucking dude. Like when he moves, when he jumps, it's powerful. So I'm a fan of his. I did not know that Miles Bridges had aspirations of being a rapper. Okay. Miles Bridges of the Charlotte Hornets, who I said, I just get the feeling that he's a good guy, put out, I guess, a rap song. I don't know if he's putting out a whole record. It's an EP. Remember when they put out EPs? EPs were like, well, LP, EPs, I think when they would put out like six songs. I don't even know what that stands for, EP. LP, I think, stands for long play. EP, who knows? It really doesn't make a difference, EP, LP. Right now, it's just one song. And I got to tell you, Miles Bridges, who I say this with all due respect, let's just end it here. Let's just end your rap career today, effective immediately, because your music is garbage. Your flow is trash. Your content is trash. You're cursing, you're N-wording. You're talking about bitches. I'm like, first of all, do you not think the NBA is not watching? You don't think they see this? You think they want one of their young stars? Miles Bridges is on his way to becoming a star in the NBA. Putting out music where you're N-wording this and bitches this and getting your dick sucked here. It's not a... There's no church and state. You play for the NBA. The reason why you're able to afford to put out a terrible rap song and you're able to put out a video is because you probably self-financed it, because there's no person in the world. There's no record company. There's no mogul. There's no booster. There's no fan of yours. There's no fan of the Charlotte Hornets that would finance it, because it sucks. It's not like you're good. And then you put it out, and it's not only is it not good, it's vulgar as shit. Like, and unnecessarily vulgar. Miles, Jordan, play the clip of Miles Bridges' rap song.
I just got a bitch like to blow me like a saxophone.
And I don't even pay for head, but she blowing on my rack.
This little Cuban bitch do whatever I say like I'm Castro.
I had a threesome in Houston, turned me to an Astro. I used to have a bad hoe, that's the past though. Exotic bitches in the Uber, suck me in the last row. Max Johnson 85, that's how I pass hoes.
You complain about that 3K bet, I spent that on a bag though. Took her on a trip and then I spent her like Siakam. I keep going back and forth with my exes, they call me Malcolm.
Okay. He said, I took her on a trip, and then I spent her like Siakam. Yeah. Also, before I play any more of it, do any of these guys, do you think it's cool not to rhyme on the beat? Are you just like, I'm going to make these rhymes, and then we'll just throw a beat on there? That's like, well, I'm going to wear a purple pair of pants and a orange shirt and some yellow socks and some pink Jordans. Like, play more, Miles.
Popped up on my timeline, made me want to whack him. Put some cheese on his head. Aaron Rodgers, we gonna pack our nigga savages. You bring a bitch around, they about to crack my...
Put some cheese on this head. Aaron, yo, my man, I don't even know why I feel stupid dissecting this because it's so bad. It's so bad. And I commented, is it the right word? I commented on his page, and there were actual people that were arguing with me. Now, for the most part, people were like, you're right. That shit's garbage, bro. 100%. Nah, man, it's really bad. But there's a couple of people saying, yo, you're bugging. You're tripping. That's a Detroit flow. You're old. This has nothing to do with age, you fuck. And this is just not good. And nobody is going to try to... There's nobody that can convince me that it is good. It's like if you went to go see Stevie Wonder and Stevie Wonder was all of a sudden singing off the beat. You'd be like, what the fuck is this? Or you went to go see Erykah Badu or the Beatles or anybody singing off beat. How did it become acceptable to rhyme off beat all the time. I get it as a, you know, a novelty thing. I get it as a experimental thing. I get it as a, you know, as a, not even experimental, an offbeat flow for some songs. People have tried to convince me that this person, Busta Rhymes, get the fuck out of here. Even if you're off the beat, you could still be on the beat. You can't just take a song, you can't just take a beat, a melody, and then put rhymes to it. That's just not how it works. You got to hear the beat and then rhyme on the beat. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. That's just the way your brain operates. It's like if you're moving a piece of furniture. You go, we're either going to do it on three or we're going to do it on one, two, three. Right? Or one, two, and. You don't go, we're going to do it on six. We're going to go one, two, six. You don't do that. Like, that's just not how, you don't read, you know, line one, line seven, and then line four. That's just not how it works. 99.9% of these dudes, I don't care who it is. Little this one, little that one. These motherfuckers are off the beat. They are ignoring the beat. I seriously don't think that dudes are rhyming in a booth to the music. You listen to Gangstar. Mention Gangstar. You put on any one of their songs, they're on beat. You listen to Wu-Tang. See, RZA always rhymes off beat. And I mean, with all due respect, as an MC, I don't fuck with RZA. As a producer, as a mastermind, fuck with him top to bottom, game-changing, everything. But as an MC, he's one of the people that started this shit. And I'd be like, how could somebody as ill as RZA be rhyming off beat? Again, I'm saying this with all due respect. And he rhymes off beat all the time. It's like he's trying to fit in all the words on the beat. Fit in all the words on the beat. Miles Jordan, play a lesser known Gangstar song. All for the cash. Go about 45, 50 seconds into it when the song is going. And play that song.
All for the cash, man. Niggas will be ready to blast, man. Mad hoes will be quick to give up the ass, man. Traitors, they'll be robbing your stash, man. Don't want to end up like the last man. If the price is right, niggas could get trife, all right? They're plotting a scheme all day and all night. And they might even get elaborate enough to plan the illest kind of crime. Fuck the average stuff. Like this chick who is kicking it with this baller. Pretending that she loved him, only really loved dollars. Hollered at his man so they could rendezvous. Said to his man, forget him, I'm fond of you. So after
the school, the dude is clearly listening to the beat over the rhymes. He heard the beat and then wrote the rhymes to the beat. That's not a funky, like, easy beat to rhyme over. That particular song, listen to the beat.
Take the money, never have to run, to run, to run. Take the money, never have to run, to
run. That's not an easy beat to rhyme off of. But he's rhyming to the beat. Otherwise, say, yo, this beat ain't for me. I'm not feeling it. I can't rhyme over that beat. You can't just write some rhymes and then put a beat out there. That's just not the way it works. And motherfuckers are accepting this bullshit all the time. I don't care who it is. Hip-hop is suffering more so from the production and the producers than it is for the MCs and the rappers. You can't even call these dudes MC. What do you call an MC? Jack Harlow? Jack Harlow's a fucking MC? Little this one or little that? I don't even know the difference between these dudes. And they'll be like, oh, it ain't for you, you old. Okay. It's just not kosher. And the producers are responsible. Because if you're in the studio with the rapper and the rapper's not on your beat, if I was the producer, I'd be like, yo, my man, I don't give a fuck who you are. Little this one, little that one, Jack Harlow. This guy's supposed to be dope. These other guys, my man, yo, if you're going to rhyme over my beat, what I spent my time working on, You need to be on the fucking beat. Otherwise, I'm going to get somebody else in here who doesn't have a hearing problem. Maybe you got a hearing problem. Maybe you have a fucking hearing problem that you're not talking about or something like that. But we're going to start this shit again, and you're going to start rhyming on the fucking beat. One, two, three, let's go. I told you I was fucking with March Madness. And the games have already been great. It's such a pure brand of basketball. You look at these guys, they're playing for their life. Some of them may never play high-end basketball. Their kids, the fans, all of it. March Madness has been great. I told you I'm picking Kansas to win it all. And I'm making all my picks at Captain Picks. It's a company that I am part owner of. Okay? Captain Picks is my company, along with the Dust Brothers, along with Ben Baller. We built this motherfucker from the bottom up. I talk with the captains. I talk with the community of captains. All right, at Captain Picks. And we're very, very, very active during March Madness. We do NBA. Of course, we're doing March Madness. We do NHL, UFC, golf. Baseball's coming. Worldwide soccer. And in Australia, we got rugby. We got a guy who knows rugby, and you can make money off of rugby. We talk sports, we stack wins with me, okay? The Dust Brothers and our team of excellent captains. You could sign up monthly or annually for the best recurring deal, and if you want just a taste, you want a taste? Do it now. Do it now during March Madness. Do it now during the NBA. If you want a taste, if you want to sniff, you want to sniff the fuck I'm talking about, we're offering buy one, get one free daily and weekly right now. Okay? Trust me, you can make money with this rugby shit. Okay? Buy one, get one free daily, weekly right now with the promo code CASHIT at CaptainPicks.com. That's CaptainPicks.com. Make money with me. This is my company. Okay, then re-up because it's your bookie's bankroll that we're after. I'm trying to get their fucking money for myself. It's a huge fucking weekend of sports ahead. When I tell you, you can make money off of rugby. You can make money off of rugby. Just listen to what I'm saying. I am Rappaport Podcast. We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the Draft King's YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. John Wall, baby, needs no introduction. Every week, the five-time NBA All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA draft, John Wall will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA and what's going on now in the league. CJ will bring his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John Wall will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show to give their unfiltered accounts of what's really going on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Speaking of NBA, so Zion Williamson, who hasn't played in a year, hasn't played all season, and he broke his foot, nobody knows how, after the season. No one knows how. This guy lives like in a mystery, which is why I'm annoyed with Zion Williamson. He doesn't speak to the media. He doesn't post anything on social media. He's like a... I don't know what this guy... But we know he likes to eat, this fat fuck. So Zion Williamson posted a video of himself doing a ridiculous shirtless off the backboard between the legs dunk. Which, listen, when Zion Williamson is on the court, which is very rare, it's pretty fucking spectacular to watch because he's a fat fuck. He's built like a brick shithouse. But not like Miles Bridges. Like he's got baby. He's like Bam. He's literally Bam Bam. It's a cliche, but he's truly Bam Bam. And when he's been on the court and played games consistently, you're like, this guy is very good. The potential is truly there. But he got hurt. We haven't heard from him. The New Orleans Pelicans, which he plays for, you hear reports. He doesn't want to be there. He wants to be traded. You hear all these things. You haven't seen him. You haven't heard from him. There's no interviews. And I also think that if you're a star like Zion Williamson and you're injured, you're a star like Ben Simmons, you should be required by the NBA, even if you're not playing, to speak to the press. It shouldn't be like you just get to isolate and you become like this mercurial, big word for me, mercurial, weird, like sort of precious little island until you're own. Probably not saying that right. You should be forced to speak to the media once a month, once every 3 weeks, something like that. So, you know, we don't forget about you because Zion Williams, you're not bigger than the NBA at all. I mean, figuratively, you're not. Literally, you might be because this is a donut-eating motherfucker. But he posts this ridiculous video of himself throwing the ball off the backboard, and it looks crazy. He throws it off the back. He puts it between his legs. He dunks. And you're like, Jesus Christ. We also know that Zion Williamson, who does that shit, who's done it at Duke, did it in high school, will never participate in an NBA slam dunk contest. Blame LeBron. Blame LeBron, who's playing ridiculously. I mean, you could say what you want about LeBron, and trust me, I've said it all, but he's playing ridiculously. But Zion Williams posts this, and I'm like, why are you doing that? It's rude to the fans who you don't play for. It's rude to the coaching staff, and it's rude to your teammates because if you could do that shit, but you don't practice with the team, you're not playing with the team, New Orleans ain't really doing anything. Right now, New Orleans is hanging on for 10th place for the play-in tournament, and you haven't played all season, yet you're throwing the ball off the backboard and doing some shit that would be a 50-point slam dunk contest dunk. If I'm the teammates, I'm like, yo, my man, what the fuck are you doing? If I'm David Griffin, if I'm the coach, Willie Green, I'm like, yo, what the fuck is going on here? You're doing all that fly shit, but you don't practice with the team? You're doing all that shit, but what's your deal? Why are you doing that? It doesn't make any sense to me. To me, it's so rude and so disrespectful to the fans and to the team and to just everything that the NBA stands for. He doesn't want to play in New Orleans. He ain't going to be there long. And it's just, in my opinion, it's like, what are you doing this for? Unless that's like, yo, I'm coming back. I'll see you tonight. We're playing against Portland. I'll be there Saturday. Cool. He's also wearing his new Zion Williamson shoe, which I'm like, does anybody give a fuck about Zion Williamson sneakers? Why would anyone care? Like, no one, he's not anybody's favorite player. He hasn't played enough to become anybody's favorite player yet. Anyway, what else is going on? Tyreek the Freak Hill has signed with the Miami Dolphins for $120 million. And I say good for you, Tyreek the Freak. Kansas City Chiefs didn't want to pay him what he wanted to pay because obviously they paid my homeboy, I think, what, $500 million contract? And now Tyreek the Freak will no longer have one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL, one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL throwing the ball to him. He will have Tua, I'm not even going to try to say his last name, from the Miami Dolphins. He's a Miami Dolphin, which I'm sure he'll love playing for the Miami Dolphins. Everybody loves living in Miami. They got Jalen Waddle, Cedric Wilson, Devontae Parker, Chase Edmonds, Raheem Mostert, and Mike Gesicki, who will get you some points in fantasy football and then other times get you no points. But he did well last year, better than he did the year before. 4 years, $120 million, and it is the end of an era for the Kansas City Chiefs. Listen, Tua ain't going to be throwing you the ball like my homeboy. Those days are over. Your numbers are going to go way the fuck down, Tyreek the Freak. And if Kansas City couldn't find the money, didn't have the money, or didn't want to pay you, I don't know, you deserve to move on. And this is why when people start talking about Patrick Mahomeboy being the greatest ever, and Patrick Mahomeboy having the greatest career and giving him $500 million, he's better than Tom Brady. Listen, he might be more skilled. He might be more athletic. He might have a bigger arm than Tom Brady. But, you know, you get one injury. You lose Tyreek the Freak. Travis Kelce goes down. God forbid, you know, somebody steps on your foot. You know, things can end quickly, especially for a quarterback. And that's why when my homeboy, who I love, everybody loves my homeboy. Not everybody loves my homeboy's fiance, and not everybody, I think it's his wife now, and not everybody loves my homeboy's brother, but everybody loves my higgity homeboy. He's hard not to love. May not like his voice, may not like his hair, but everybody likes the way he plays the game. But this is why when they're talking about comparing him as the greatest of all time, the GOAT, this, that, and third, he might not wind up being Eli Manning. He might not ever make it to a Super Bowl again. There's nothing guaranteed in the NFL. There's nothing guaranteed in sports. There's nothing guaranteed in life. They just lost one of their greatest assets, one of their greatest weapons. He might not be Drew Brees. He might not be Dan Marino or Joe Montana or Steve Young. He could be surpassed by Jumbo Josh. He might not be Cam Newton in a total career because you never know why they let Tyreek the Freak go, who's a fucking, listen, like I said, Tyreek the Freak, your numbers are never going to be the same. I don't care how fast you are, how video game speed, Tyreek, Tua, whatever the fuck his last name is not going to be able to hook you up the way my homeboy did. You're not going to have Travis Kelce on this side and all the weapons that Kansas City Chiefs offense has had for the last few years, but it's a loss for Tyreek the Freak, and it's also a loss for Patrick Mahomeboy and the Kansas City Chiefs, but the damage is done, and he is no longer playing for the Chiefs. He's playing down there in Miami. Finally, Patrick Beverley got into a little, well, he wasn't even part of this. There was the Minnesota Timberwolves were playing the other day, the Milwaukee Bucks, and a little skirmish between, I don't even know who it was. It doesn't even make a difference who it was. It had nothing to do with Patrick Beverley. And what did Patrick Beverley do? He runs from damn near half court and pushes one of the Milwaukee Bucks. Oh, it was Serge Ibaka from behind. This is the same dude who pushed Chris Paul from behind like a true little chicken head. And House of Highlights, the iconic social media outlet, posted the clip of Patrick Beverley pushing Serge Ibaka from behind. Had nothing to do with it. I mean, pushed him like a little fucking girl, too. Literally with his back turned. So I saw it and I posted something on House of Highlights, said from behind again like a little chicken head. And it got a lot of likes. I'm done with Patrick Beverley. After he did the Chris Paul thing, this is supposed to be Mr. Tough Guy, Mr. Shit Talker, all this stuff. He pushed Chris Paul from behind, like, I mean, truly like on some sucker shit. So he got a bunch of likes. Patrick Beverley probably saw it because everybody sees everything. Listen, even if these dudes don't follow me, they all see my shit, all of them. Miles Bridges already heard my review of his song. You might not want to follow me, but these guys have sub accounts. They have double sub accounts. They have secret down low accounts. They all see the Gringo Mandingo, trust me. So Patrick Beverley, who doesn't follow me, he crawls into my DMs. And I never told you guys when Durant had initially crawled into my DMs. I didn't tell you when some of the other loudmouths in the NBA have crawled into my DMs talking shit. Very prominent loudmouth in the NBA once crawled into my DMs talking shit. Why are you saying this? You don't know anything about basketball. You're trying to get attention. That's what they always say. You're trying to get attention. No, I'm not, motherfucker. I got enough attention. You got a 10, 12-year window of time while you're going to get attention. I've been doing this 30 years. Fuck. I don't need any attention. I'm talking shit. So Patrick Beverley slides in my DMs late at night, who doesn't follow me, and he says, everything cool? Now, I don't know if he didn't put the L on there because that's some, I don't know what that is. But like everything cool, like, you know, everything cool, right? He says everything cool. And I respond the next day, which happened to be my birthday. I said, I would never turn my back on you, man. Who knows what would happen? Period. Face to face equals Jack Bone, meaning face to face, you do nothing, Jack Bone. But if a man turns their back on Pat Bev, watch out. He's liable to run up on you and push you while your back is literally turned to him. You know what they call that person in Westerns, Patrick Beverley? Anyway, the reason why I'm sharing this with you, guys, listeners of the I Am Rapaport Stereo Podcast, is because, like I said, I didn't share the Durant thing for months when this guy was talking out of pocket. I haven't shared when other people have crawled up in my DMs. But now, the way we jump ahead of any possible incidents being taken out of context or anything like that, I share it with you. Only you. Only the listeners of the I Am Rapaport Stereo Podcast. Anytime one of these fucks slides up in my DM, not if it's a private conversation, something nice, but you want to pop shit? Patrick Beverley, I tell you, I never turn my back on you, my man. Who the fuck knows what would happen? I'll keep you posted with Patrick Beverley. I like the Minnesota Timberwolves. I don't know why this guy's bringing a lot of attention, because he's going to bring attention to that team. They're going to get bumped out. They're going to get bumped out, but they're a good team. They're on the rise. Why are you making them an unlikable good team on the rise? I'm done. Game saw disrupted. That's VIP information I just gave. Okay, very important person information. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. the Bleach Brothers. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. the Dust Brothers. Take me out of here with something real nice, yes. Take me out of here with something real proper. Take me out of here with something real loud and real funky. Something that you could rhyme off of if you like to rhyme on the beats. I Am Rapaport Stereo Podcast. I'm done. Yeah.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.